This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband and the longest-serving consort of any British monarch, has died at the age of 99. Philip spent 65 years supporting the Queen, retiring from public role in 2017, and for the most part, staying out of the view since. In his active years, he helped steer the island nation for environmental causes, science, and technology. President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine Thursday, and I feel fine. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Some of last month's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package will go to fight homelessness. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks.
A 2017 study says there's an estimated 554,000 people in the United States experiencing homelessness on a given night, or 17 people out of every 10,000. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After spending years underground developing, these flying bugs come out and live for only a few days. But man, is their presence known when they emerge. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
"They're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop."
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues, as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
Cicadas don't eat vegetation, but rather drink the sap from tree roots, twigs, and branches. Virginia Tech is reporting as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre could occur this year. On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson one-and-done vaccine in Las Vegas, Nevada Thursday, and can report I'm feeling fine. Glad it's done, too. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Oh, it's time to stop, huh? Yes, it is. You got to stop and look around, see what's happening. And it's quite obvious, the challenges and the attacks on our government, the way that we thought it should be. But just because it has been that way is no guarantee that it will always continue. Ronald Reagan himself reminded us that, it's not like it passes in the bloodstream. We are one generation away from losing this great American experiment and this idea. It is an idea. Most of all, that's what we have to remember. It's not an ideology. It is an idea. So that gives it some breath and purpose and relevance constantly. But if you're not a student of it, or if you're like these antithetical forces that just as soon would see it all be burnt down and done away with, there's no fixing it. You know, they just wanted to burn it all to the ground and destroy this idea that has misserved us. I mean, it is amazing. With us right now, we're going to set that aside. With us right now is a very dear friend of mine, and he is a pastor, senior pastor and founder of OC Summit Church in South Orange County, California. And I want to bring him on right now. Steve Hage, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on to talk about how important relationships are. And I think that one of the major takeaways in this COVID era is we're realizing that we need one another. And in some cases, there might be dysfunctional relationships, but, we need them nonetheless. Obviously, we pray that they would be healthy somehow, and whatever we could do to contribute to a healthy relationship, that's awesome. And, ultimately, that's what we would hope, because that's when everything starts working in its proper function. But, God has a perfect plan. And he's very clear about, what we should be doing with relationships, right?
Well, like we were having lunch, whatever week that was out here, about a month or so ago. But I think that the COVID era, as you couch it, was the great reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it revealed a lot about a lot. And one of the things it revealed, in my opinion, is what we are first. And, are we Christians first? Are we Republicans first? Are we Democrats first? Are we black first? Are we white first? You know, what are we first? And then it kind of revealed, in my opinion, the reality of our relational connection. It revealed the things that, you know, needed to be addressed in our marriages and our relationships with our children, our relationships to our own needs. You know, when you're just kind of isolating and percolating and marinating, then I think the reality of who you are gets flushed up. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I believe it's a good thing that God can't heal it until he reveal it.
Mm,
so
yes.
It was the big reveal so that we could have the big heal.
Yes. No, perfectly stated, and leave it to you, Steve Hage. I love your rhythm. it's to the point. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of paragraphs. It just lays it out very directly. You want to be healed? Well, what is the reveal here? And that revelation, above all, is truth. Right? It's truth and righteousness. You can't just come up with some sort of, you know, political lingo to accommodate your poor behavior. I mean, let's get real, as they would say, right?
Well, you can't legislate. I mean, you can attempt to legislate a changed heart, but, you know, you can't vote in a changed heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can't legislate a changed heart. You can't make biblical issues political issues. Like, I don't know where we thought all of a sudden the life of the unborn was a vote. You know, I don't think that really, I mean, I'm not trying to get anybody mad at me or anything, but there are just some things that are not up to the human race to decide when God, you know, forms us in our mother's womb, and then we get to vote whether or not that desire that's in God's heart has horizontal expression on the earth. That's not a voting issue. And in the same way, you know, I don't think that our relationships are necessarily something that we take into our own hands as much as we do. You know, I think that when God is not made us the divorcing kind, he's, you know, I've been married, going to be 41 years this year to the same person.
Yes.
You know, some people have been married 41 years to 41 different people, you know, I don't know. I'm not mad at anybody. But so one of the things that, you know, I think causes friction in, let's just talk about marriage for a minute. And I'm not a marriage expert, but I've been married almost 41 years, so that makes me something.
Well, and you've also talked to, you know, probably thousands of people throughout your ministry years about this very thing. So you do have some anecdotal information as well.
Right. Yeah, well, this is my 47th year of full-time ministry, so I guess I know some things. I certainly don't know everything. But anyway, one of the things that I hear a lot, and I kind of have, I wrote an article on this on, you know, how to never be hurt again.
Mm.
And so many people get damaged in their horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that there is this mindset that we treat people like God and we treat God like people. And so then we get hurt. And then we carry that U-Haul of our pain into the next relationship. And we keep taking the narrative or the internal conversation of what happened in the last relationship into the next relationship. Oh, I've seen this before. Mm. Well, if you don't change your mind, you're going to see it again. You know, and the reason why we keep replicating regrets is because of the way that we regard one another. So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, I think it is, to trust, 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 trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, this is, you're probably going to get some letters, and please don't
get
that guy on the show again. but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. So that means, logically, that none of our heart's trust is reserved for or directed at anything else but the Lord.
Steve, got to stop you right there because we've got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more from Pastor Steve Hage right after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Pastor Steve Hage, the senior pastor founder of OC Summit Church in South Orange County, California. We had to take a bit of a Salem moment, as we say in the Bible, because, you know, oftentimes, and this is what happens with Steve, sometimes he thinks his body that he is preaching to has gone asleep. Actually, they are pondering with such deep intensity that they only look like they're passed out and asleep and dreaming of their Denny's combo and can't wait till his pastor shuts up so they can get to it, right? Just teasing. But no, Steve, what you shared seriously is so powerful. And you know, again, as you and I were talking about at lunch, God is so exact and precise. I mean, there's no in between. There's no theoretical. It just, as you said in Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, the Bible is very direct. You trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not part. You don't reserve anything. It's full trust with all thine heart. Forget about your own understanding. You got to set that aside. So you're going to subordinate your understanding to God. And in all your ways, you're going to keep acknowledging God. God, I don't see this. Help me see this. And if you do, then God will faithfully to his word. He says he will direct your paths. That's a pretty good prescription, isn't it?
Well, or he'll make your path straight, which means
yes.
We're really great at cricketing things up. And
right.
God's really great at straightening things up. But so here's the thing, back to it, you know, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Most of the hurt in our relational, horizontal experience is the result of saying stuff like this. I trusted you.
Yes.
Right. I trusted you. And what and you, you let somebody down with your ability to not be as trustworthy as they're requiring or they need. Well, what did you think was going to happen with a human?
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't tell us to trust people. He tells us to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, trust me. So in marriages, we trust God and love people. The Bible doesn't say husbands trust your wives. It says husbands love your wives. Because when we trust the Lord, it means we're really trusting him with the outcome. We're trusting him with the result.
Exactly.
So if I'm trusting God with the results, then I'm free to love you without attaching a performance expectation to you.
Wow.
I can love you. Peter said, be fervent in your love for one another because your love for one another covers a multitude of sin. And so when we put our trust in people, we punctuate and make more robust the sin than the love.
Yes.
Okay, we keep talking about the sin and not what covers the sin.
Exactly.
And so, so anyway, I think that really is the formula. And then when you lean not to your own understanding, you begin to believe that God doesn't owe you an explanation for, you know, the clarification of your wife's, you know, way she's configured. You just don't mean to your own understanding. And so often, and we were talking about this, we spend our time trying to be understood rather than to understand.
Yes.
The Bible says in all of your getting, get understanding. It doesn't say be understood. So when we spend all of our time explaining ourselves and not asking questions, then our horizontal connection, our vertical connection has to have horizontal reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think we get a little cattywampus in our relational connections is that we have to trust God with the result. Our responsibility is to love people,
yes.
Is to love our wives, our children,
mm-hmm.
love ourselves, love our church members. You know, I don't understand. I'm not in all of my ways. I'm going to acknowledge him. I'm going to attempt to, meaning there's a gift in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a revelation in there somewhere.
Right.
There's something that God is going to, you know, reveal to me that is going to be a tool or an empowerment for me to power through whatever I'm facing and to walk in this in a victorious way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying we're problem free, but if we'll put our trust in God, watch what will happen. And you take the pressure off making people your source of trust.
That's when the impossible becomes possible, right, Steve? Because you have people who say, well, you don't know that knucklehead I'm married to. You know, how do you love the unlovable?
Well, because God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a human thing, man. It's not you access your human faculties and you flush up this human love. Jesus said, look, this is what I'm commanding you. It's not a suggestion. Love one another after the same manner that I loved you. And remember, Peter said, we're called to suffer in the same manner that Jesus suffered. The only time Jesus suffered is when he was forgiving.
Mm.
So love is what charges and empowers and fuels our ability to forgive. Okay, but why do we need love to forgive? Because the one doing the forgiving suffers way more than the one that's being forgiven.
Yes.
Jesus had to be crucified in order for us to get our innocence redeemed. And then the Bible says we're called to suffer like that. So look, you know, I don't want to suffer. I can't. Listen, if you're married to a human being, you call them knuckleheads, whatever, or whatever women are, or right. Both, whatever.
Yes.
But the reality is we are going to suffer the process of forgiving. But afterwards, it really is going to produce and yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness, in my opinion.
Yes.
So this is all about our God connection. Having horizontal reflection. It's stop giving so much power to finite, frail, fractured people.
And yeah, because look what Adam did. Look at how much power he gave to Eve, right? And that's not to blame one over the other. It's just to get put it back into the humanoid context here.
Well, yeah, Adam went passive. You know, he let, you know, and he just went passive on the thing. And got out of God's pattern. And if you lose God's pattern, you lose God's presence. You lose God's presence, you lose his peace. You lose his peace, you lose his promise. You lose his promise, you lose his power.
No.
You know, child-centered homes, husband-centered homes, self-centered homes, wife-centered homes, instead of God-centered homes, get the pattern all messed up, and then you end up losing paradise.
That's it, isn't it? Wow, that so, is it.
Yeah, man. So that's where, you know, I'm trying to live this way. I'm trying to, you know, protect my purpose, preserve my purpose, and then if I can stay on purpose, and if your listeners can stay on purpose will redeem your pain. You don't have to medicate your pain. You just get on purpose, and then you hit your sweet spot, and you don't even know how you got there.
Right.
And then we stop. Because hurt people hurt people.
Mm.
And when our pain is redeemed, our purpose is possessed and embraced, then, you know, it creates a more robust harmony in our home, and we stop depending on people to be the empowerment of our own peace.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to give people that kind of power because it's a recipe for disappointment.
Without a doubt. Well, if there's any power to be established and demonstrated, you want God's power foremost, right? I mean, this is what this is all about.
And God's power is the power of love.
Yes. Yeah, when you wonder, when you find yourself in those unlovable situations and you know it's beyond your capacity, that should be a telling signal right there that maybe you need to get reconnected with that vertical resource, right?
Well, I would investigate my trust.
Yes.
If I'm having trouble horizontally loving, then it's a trusting in God issue. It's not anything to do with that other person. And look, I don't have to let your toxicity in my proximity, man.
Yeah.
I can love you from over there.
Exactly. Pastor Steve Hage, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband and the longest-serving consort of any British monarch, has died at the age of 99. Philip spent 65 years supporting the Queen, retiring from public role in 2017, and for the most part, staying out of the view since. In his active years, he helped steer the island nation for environmental causes, science, and technology. President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine Thursday, and I feel fine. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Hey, look, got a real treat for you. Emmy-nominated actress and producer Roma Downey joins us now. Her and her husband produced a new movie, and we're talking about Mark Burnett and the team, and an outstanding movie called Resurrection. Roma, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's lovely to be talking to you today.
See, this is what I love. Not only do I love your accent, but I love that you say lovely. If I can say that. There's not many of my guests to say, it's so lovely to talk with you today. I just
I didn't even think that was a very Irish thing, but it is so lovely.
It's just so, you own my heart immediately. I don't know what it is, but the Irish, you know, they get me so quickly. And I knew you were going to melt me right away, so it's.
Well, listen. It is. Wasn't it just a glorious Easter weekend? And as we're all climbing through this COVID mess, finding
yes.
some light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to tell you, the movie Resurrection really was the capper for me, because this has been personally probably my best Easter ever, Rome. I got to tell you.
Ooh. That's fantastic.
And, you know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, when I told them about your movie, they said, another resurrection movie? I said,
This is really, you know, from a unique perspective. And I like what you and Mark and the team have done in approaching the resurrection story. Tell our audience about this, if you would.
Yes, well, we wanted to tell the story from the point of view of the disciples. And most movies of this genre take us through the ministry of Jesus, through the arrest and the crucifixion and so on. Mm-hmm. Our movie begins at the crucifixion, but the first dramatic scene really is the gathering in that aftermath, waiting those three long days to see if Jesus is who he says he is, if he'll do what he says he would do. And of course, they're all scared for their own lives. They're all heartbroken that Jesus is dead. They're all confused about what to do next now that their leader is gone. But they wait. They decide to wait. And of course, on the third day, Jesus raises from the dead, and the world is changed, forever changed.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And Rome, I like what you did because you drew the audience into the sentiment and the emotions of the apostles, the disciples, his followers, in, you know, dealing with their own emotions that, wait a minute, our leader was just murdered. And if they murdered him, we're next, right?
That's right. I think that we have to assume that that's what they were thinking and that's what they were feeling. And you know, we wanted to be able to show this as men, you know, mm-hmm. in all their humanity, in all their vulnerabilities. Of course, in our 21st century, we regard those early apostles now, they're all saints, and we think of them as perfect people. But, you know, we have to imagine back in that first century in Jerusalem at that time, the, you know, the politics and the tensions of the day, the oppression and cruelty of the Roman regime, you know, it was a tough time to be alive. And, you know, and so that was very much on our minds as we started putting this film together. And I think also, Bill, you know, because of the particular year that we've come, challenging year for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been touched by this pandemic in one way or another. And I feel it was as if a year ago we were all locked into our own tombs, and now we're all ready for a resurrection in our own lives, you know. And mm-hmm. so I feel that the themes of this film are very pertinent to the world that we're living in currently. And, of course, a resurrection story is a story about hope, and I think that we are hungry for stories of hope now more than ever, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree, Roma, 100%, at a time where we really need hope, and then also the realization of what was behind the resurrection, starting, you know, when you consider the crucifixion, this is exactly how God had planned it, starting from the entrance into Jerusalem on the donkey, and then that week leading up to the resurrection, and then, of course, the climax of it all was the stone being rolled back and the tomb being empty, which, like no other figure ever in the history of man, have you gone to a tomb and found it empty.
No, and this is, we have, it's beautifully realized in a scene where we have Caiaphas has insisted that Pontius Pilate send the Roman guard to guard the tomb, because after Joseph of Arimathea so kindly gives his tomb to the body of Jesus, Caiaphas is nervous because he knows that this is what the prophecy had suggested, that he would be laid in a rich man's tomb. And he's so afraid that the disciples are going to come and steal the body and pretend that Jesus rose. So he sends the Roman guard there. Well, of course, it doesn't matter. There's a Roman guard there or not, because when the heavens move supernaturally and that angel comes down and he's on that, on the circle of that stone, and, you know, we see him draw his sword and the guards are just looking dumbfounded, and, you know, and then with ease he just rolls the tomb away and the stone away, and the light floods out, and, you know, and Jesus has risen. And it takes, you know, what a miracle, the biggest miracle from our Bible. You know, you could take the nativity out of the New Testament and the New Testament would still hold up. But you take the resurrection out of the New Testament and it's a whole other story completely. This is the center stone of our faith. We celebrated it this past weekend, and our movie is streaming, will continue to stream on the Discovery Plus platform. If anybody missed it and wants to check it out, it's a really great way to celebrate this Easter season.
Yeah, and I'm glad you referred to it as a season. It reminded me, it reminded me of what Pope John Paul II had said years ago. He says, we're Easter people. He says, we are Easter people, and our song is Alleluia. And it really touched me because I said, that's exactly it. That it's not just because of Easter on a particular day. This is a lifestyle. When you are touched by the power of the blood and the power of the cross, you're never the same, are you?
That's true. It's life-changing and transformational. And it's a beautiful gift. It's beautiful. It was a lovely thing for Mark and I, my husband and I, to be able to work on this together. We are believers, and to be able to bring these stories of faith and stories of hope to the screen. I think, you know, people hear the lessons read at Mass or in church. People pick up and read the Bible, read the scriptures, and it's beautiful. But there's something specific about seeing the story brought to life on the screen, I think, that just, you know, allows it to anchor in a different way in your spirit. And it's been such a privilege for us to be able to work on this kind of material and to work on it together as a husband and wife. You know, my girlfriends always tease me. They say, I couldn't even hang wallpaper with my husband. But, you know, but we'd end up at each other's throats. You know, how are you able to, you know, project after project, realize these big epic dramas with your husband? And it's, you know, we just love what we do, and we love being able to do it together. It's been a blessing in our life, to be sure.
Well, I'm going to let you have the last word. You can remind everybody how they can see for themselves the resurrection.
Yes, the resurrection lives on the Discovery Plus streaming platform, and you can download that at discoveryplus.com/resurrection. And, you know, I hope that that God blesses each and every one of your listeners. And just thank you so much for the time today, Bill. It's been lovely talking to you.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Has that happened to you where you think you're just about ready to give up and you find out that, like Danny Gokey's words, you just haven't seen it yet. You just needed to hang in there just a little bit longer. That differential is what we call the opportunity to grow our faith. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Brittany Rammer is going to be joining us. She's a life issues analyst with Focus on the Family. And we're going to be talking about these TikTok trends. Yeah, you know, initially they started. They seem very harmless, but you always have what Pat Riley used to call the disease of more. You just got to keep upping the game. And what's going on with TikTok, it makes you wonder. And it's a good question that Brittany asks you as well. Have these trends gone too far, perhaps? Hey, Brittany, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so what's going on with TikTok? Update our audience.
Yes. So there is a what they call a blackout challenge. So I guess this has been trending on TikTok, and actually one child has died and another is reportedly brain dead after trying basically a choking challenge. So they choke themselves until they black out. Mm-hmm. And what happens is if you're choking yourself by yourself with, you know, a household instrument, if you pass out, then, you know, you can't be revived.
Exactly.
And this has happened in Colorado, and a child died in Italy. And sadly, it was the girl was only 10 years old, and it was her 5-year-old sister who found her.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is just so tragic.
Well, you know, we had, I want to think maybe 15 years ago, we had the choking game going on for a while, right? Was it about 15 years ago or so? I seem to recall. And I went to several funerals of young teenagers and the devastation of the families, a heartbreak that, you know, they got involved with this. So amazing
after all that we experienced, I mean, it doesn't take long, right? I mean, another generation, and let's reinvent the wheel. Let's try this one more time and forget about history and forget about all the pain that, families went through. But look at our kids who are coming up, and they think it's all a new thing, right?
Right, and it actually isn't. It's actually been around for quite a while. When I was doing my research for the article, I found out that 82 children had died between 1995 and 2007 in just choking-related incidents like that. And between 2000 and 2015, that number had jumped from 1,400. So these trends have been around for quite a while. I also found a story of a similar game going on probably decades ago at slumber parties. But now, because of the internet, because of social media, these trends of these choking games get online, and children who maybe just don't know any better or don't really understand go, well, that looks like fun, and try it. Especially, I mean, it's so dangerous to do that by yourself. It's
without a doubt.
Anyways, right. But to do it by yourself is so incredibly risky that children have died accidentally. And it's just so, so sad, especially for this young boy in Colorado.
Well, and you have situations where, in some cases, where they don't die, but they're permanently disabled as a result, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Yes, at this point, this boy in Colorado, he's brain dead. He was very engaged in social media. He was 12 years old, but, you know, he liked seeing things like cooking and guitar and acting. You know, he was enjoying those aspects of social media, and they can be positive. You can learn so many different things from experts and, you know, cooking lessons. I mean, I watch, you know, like the when they decorate the cakes on Facebook, when those videos come through,
oh,
I enjoy watching those. They're just so fascinating, and I'm so amazed. But there also are, you know, sometimes these people have decided to put these very negative, very dangerous stories on there, and they'll pop up unexpectedly. And so it's important to make sure you're aware and your child is aware of the difference between what's, you know, kind of good and what you, you know, should be able to watch and then what to avoid.
Without a doubt. So wow. How devastating to this family. And as you say, there's so many good things that draw the kids in, our youngest, the things that he's learned, from YouTube videos. I've often told people, you know, because especially his siblings, they'll go, how did he know this? I said, well, YouTube. I mean, he's got like a PhD in YouTube. He studies all this stuff. And I said, what concerns me is somebody is going to, one of his, you know, friends may come to him and say, hey, I need brain surgery. He goes, hey, I can figure that out, you know.
I mean, it is definitely dangerous. And there's, you know, it's not just, you know, this choking game or blackout challenge, which again have been around on social media for quite a while. But I mean, there's like the Tide Pod challenge where,
right,
you know, young people were ingesting Tide Pods, like detergent Tide Pods. And it's like, that's just so, so dangerous.
And what was the point? What were they trying to do there? Tell me they didn't blame it on Trump or something, you know.
No, they didn't blame it on Trump, but I think it was one of those things where, you know, you see the challenge and people want to join in. It's kind of the not really the pressure of the crowd, but wanting to join in to get clicks, follows. But I mean, if you ingest, especially, you know, the powder, it's, you know, toxic to your lungs. You know, the detergent itself is highly toxic if you ingest it. And so it's so dangerous. And then you also have the case of, you know, Slender Man, where those two girls, you know, it was kind of like an internet urban legend. And somehow these two girls were inspired to try to stab and kill their friend from it. And so it's really frightening what can be on there. And so that's why it's just so important to be mindful of what's going on and be aware of these trends if you can.
Exactly. And what are parents doing?
Parents are, you know, obviously, you know, monitoring your kids' social media is great, but sometimes, you know, suggested videos flash through. And so I asked Danny Huerta, who's on our staff at the parenting department, and just asked him, you know, what are a couple things parents can do? And he said, you know, prayer, consideration of social media access, what can they have access to, what shouldn't they have access to, you know, just kind of awareness, again, what's going on, you know, having your own, being aware of, you know, trends that may be coming through, being able to, respond to different questions, and just having ongoing conversations with your kids about, you know, trends and interests and what to, again, be aware of on social media. Not all games are good. And, you know, just being just mindful and careful. I mean, that is so hard. I realize, the trends change all the time, every day. But doing the best you can is just a great way to go.
Well, Brittany, this is where, you know, parents need to come together and have a positive network that they're all engaged and they're all kind of participating to where if something breaks out that you haven't heard about, whether it's ingesting Tide Pods or this choking game finds another level, and because that's what happens. The game is constantly being upped, all in the name of sensationalism in order to get clicks, as you say. And we need to understand that this is a war on our kids, and we need to mount up the forces, not only within the family, but in the perimeters, you know, with the kids that, our kids are associating with and their families, to all participate in this, to say, look, this is what's happening. And if it requires, you know, some sort of neighborhood meeting to let people know that this choking game is happening again, it's on the rise, and these other trends, I would recommend that, parents come together and, be open and be vulnerable and, talk about this sort of thing. And I know that there's parents across the country who have been victims, who are living with, the loss of a loved one because of these different challenges and games that have taken place. And they're out there, meeting with people in different neighborhoods and different communities and, parent teachers, we don't have a lot of PTAs going on right now because of COVID, but nonetheless, there's still some opportunities there. If you see this as a war on your child, then we need to, come together and do something about it, don't we?
We really do, and I think that's great what you said about community, because yes, maybe you're not as tech savvy, but maybe your neighbor is, and so they can let you know, maybe even if it's an older teenager, go, hey, what's trending? What do I need to know about? Because they are so plugged in, and sometimes they can probably provide you with the best information and really be able to protect your child and your family.
And they love being resources, don't they? I mean, it really is natural. I mean, even though it's interesting because you go and you ask your own child, hey, what did you learn at school today? Nothing. It's like, oh my God, you think, okay, maybe I should bring the light out and turn this into an interrogation or something. But then you go ask somebody else and a simple question, and it's amazing what you're able to find out because I don't know, because you're not the parent somehow. I don't know what it is that sometimes the neighbor kids are more open, in talking with parents sometimes than the direct parent-child relationship.
That's right. And honestly, right now, so many kids have said, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? A lot of them say, YouTube influencers or just, Instagram influencers. And so they are really aware of what's going on and they are really plugged in. And you can ask them and I'm sure they'd be able to, give you a couple of ideas of what's going on. And granted, it's hard to find out everything. It takes sometimes a bit for these things to reach the news. But just being aware, asking around, going, hey, what do you see going on? And what is trending? Is, just so helpful because the video might have come up for somebody else and they saw it and were disturbed by it and moved on and they could tell you, yes, I found this. I was looking at, because sometimes what they do is they target, children's videos. There was this Momo challenge going on a while where they were asking people to text a number to WhatsApp and there were all these bizarre challenges attached to it, including suicide and self-harm at one point. And so, and it was, attached sometimes to children's videos. And so it is just important to be careful, be mindful again. I know I said that several times, but, there is a lot going on.
We can't say it enough, Brittany. I mean, these are our kids, and we kind of take this for granted. We're generations away in some cases in trying to understand what options these kids. I've often said that when we were growing up, we had some freedoms, but not like the kids of today. I mean, the options and opportunities but more importantly, it's just the choices that they can make. And if they're not anchored to a consistent, standard of what's acceptable and what's not, they could fall prey to this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's so true and so important to just be careful.
Well, Brittany Raymer, she's a life issues analyst with Focus on the Family. Thank you, Brittany. Take care.
Everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.